Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Yeah, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. This is a big freaking day.
Big.
This is a big day, and I will hold to one of my predictions that I said to you while we were out there live at Cash Creek, and thank you again to everybody involved in that, namely our listeners who came all the way out there and spent the whole day with us, Demetrius and Zucci Main. I forget Demetrius' brother's name. I apologize.
It was Skip.
Skip?
Yeah.
Skip?
Yeah.
Okay, Demetrius and Skip and Zucci, who, by the way, he's actually got a name. It's Chris. But anyway, he's still going to be Zucci Main as far
forever,
as we're concerned.
Yep.
And we just had a day. It was absolutely wonderful, an experience across the board out at Cash Creek. So thank you to everybody who was involved in that. I had two predictions when we left. One of them was that there would be a Kuminga trade by the time we were done today. Doesn't sound like that one's trending in the right direction.
No, no.
But there was another prediction, which was that show's going to be hot. It's going to be big. There's going to be a lot going down. And I'm going to stick with that one because we've already got a lot of rumors percolating and whatnot. And free agency technically begins now in 44 minutes. If I were all of you, I would stay right where you are because there is sure to be that little sounder that Grandy just played. It's almost assured that that's coming once, twice, three, four times on this show.
Probably more than four times even, and whether or not it comes with the Warriors having news and developments, we don't know. And yeah, your idea was that the Kuminga thing would be resolved by 6 o'clock and either an extension or a trade or whatever would happen would go down before six. And it feels a little bit more based on the reports we've read, like this one might drag out a little bit, but if you're the Warriors, you don't want it to drag out that much because if you don't have Kuminga, then you want to be in on some of this stuff that goes on. Maybe not the day one free agents with the big ticket items, but you want to be a part of some of it.
Well, and the last thing you want to see is that at 3:01 today, it's like the Brooklyn Nets are preparing a five-year, $165 million offer sheet for Jonathan Kuminga.
Wow.
Now, I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I don't think
no.
it's going to happen. I'll tell you the good news I saw for the Warriors yesterday. I know these extensions, they look huge, but sometimes go into the numbers and you're like, huh, all right, maybe that's not that big a deal. Like Jabari Smith for the Rockets got a deal yesterday. He got a contract extension.
5 years.
Nine figures. But then you go, okay, wait a minute. Run that through an NBA filter. 5 years, $122 million. Not even making $25 million a year.
Nope.
So, like, when you look at it, if Jabari Smith, who they love and is a young, absolute marksman from the outside with size, if he's going to command $24 million a year, less than half of what the stars in this league absolutely make, well, then what does that mean for some of these other players that we're all talking about and what they're going to be worth on the open market? Side by side to that was a report that Jonathan wants $30 million a year.
I do too, Mark.
Okay.
I do too.
I don't think you're going to get it, but okay.
Right.
You can want it all you want.
Yes, and the fact that Jabari Smith Jr., who got a rookie extension where Kuminga was looking for that last year and he didn't get it, and so here we are today with him sitting on a qualifying offer, which means, all right, you're restricted now and you can take other offers. And if the Warriors do eventually decide to keep Kuminga and they, you know, move off the qualifying offer and they give him a deal, he's probably not getting 5 years and $122 million or whatever that Jabari Smith got. It would be a shorter term deal for less money, less average annual and all the rest of it. So I thought that that contract, when it got announced yesterday or this morning, whenever it was, that one to me, if I'm in Kuminga's camp, was like, oh, Schmidt.
No doubt. Like, and, by the way, you know, and Warriors also, not from a financial standpoint, but if you look into the Houston Rockets and not only who they are right now, but what they've got the room to do over the next couple of years, like they are projected in a couple of years to not only be underneath the second apron, they're underneath the first apron.
Yep.
They're underneath the damn tax. They can go extend Tari Eason and Kevin Durant and totally be fine for the next few years. The Rockets are going to be a problem.
Right, because Fred Van Vliet, I believe, has one more year on his deal.
He reworked it. A two-year deal, but for way less.
Gotcha.
He basically cut his salary in half for them.
Right, so he basically got what they owed him, and he spread it out over 2 years.
Right,
is kind of what happened.
Which, yeah, they gave him a little $5 million kicker or whatever. I think, yeah.
And that's great. So in 2 years, like you're saying, when he's off the books, and he'll probably be, you know, retired or whatnot, and you know Durant at that point might be close to his end as well. So you know Houston's got a lot of flexibility, a lot of room, and Şengün is already under contract for 3 or 4 more years at a good fixed number if he continues to be, you know, close to being a superstar. He's a star. He's a great player. But, yeah, Houston is kind of what you want to be financially.
Okay, so if I were you and if we were we, and we are, like we are just going to be locked in on this throughout the afternoon, and I don't mean that that means that we're not talking about the Giants because I got all kinds of crap to get off my chest. This is and so we're going to get there in a second too. But the NBA thing, just stay right here because there's going to be action, especially about 40 minutes from now, for sure. There's going to be news pouring in, and if you are a Warrior fan, the rumors of the last 24 hours, sure, the Kuminga thing, we all knew that. That hangs over everybody's head. The only two other things that are worth sort of passing along at this hour are, A, yes, they've been linked to Al Horford, at least in terms of rumors and reports, that he is their top target as far as a free agent, would probably be a cheap one-year deal. Al Horford is 38 years old, but he's tall, he can shoot, and he's a pro and still productive. So that's one. And then the other thing that might have gotten tucked into your weekend that you didn't see is those around the Warriors absolutely are starting to project that GP2 will not be back with the team.
Yep.
Not done, but sources calling it unlikely. I believe that was Monty Poole's report, among others, over the weekend. So sort of brace yourself for GP2 to no longer be on the squad.
Which tells me that there's a team out there that's going to give him more than just the absolute bare bones minimum. And, you know, good for GP2. And, you know, a team that is looking for a seventh or eighth man, which is basically what he is. And if he can get 2 years and, I don't know, $11 million somewhere else, and the Warriors are offering him just the bare bones minimum, then that's the way that goes, and he's going to move about and go to a new team.
So keep all of that just kind of in your hip pocket. Trust that we're going to be all over this as things develop and break throughout the afternoon. We will be on it immediately. We will react to it, And don't you worry about that. Stay locked right here to 95.7 The Game. Now, here's the other part. I'm not talking about this being the worst team of all time. I'm not talking about it being like the hardest thing to root for. I just mean this in this moment. I cannot remember being this frustrated watching one of the Bay Area teams as I am right now watching the San Francisco Giants. So, so frustrating. The year is fine. There's so long to go. We're halfway there. They've got more wins than losses. Did they waste a winnable week? You're damn right they did.
Yep, 1-5.
Right? Absolutely. Just absurd. Absurd. But it goes deeper than that. It is baseball. Therefore, it is cyclical. Things come in waves. You win games you didn't think you'd win. You lose games you didn't think you'd lose. That's baseball. Can you recover from this? Sure. To me, it's actually what's in the sauce. It's not the sauce itself. It's the ingredients. It's the little things that are happening on this field right now that are absolutely, unequivocally unacceptable at the professional level. But Dibs, you want to know what my thing is? Dude, so many of you are hitting me on a daily basis about Bob Melvin and Pat Burrell. And I just find that to be too much of a snap reaction for my tastes. Where you're like, oh, don't hit ball, let's fire hitting coach. That's too simplistic. It's way too simple. There is so many things happening on this field right now that are little league or little league adjacent. I'm sorry. I can't point directly at coaches and managers for some of the things that these players are doing.
Yeah, not yet. I do think about the Niners and their defensive coordinator spot where, you know, I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this. Yep. And, you know, we weren't sure about that defense. And then, you know, the coach came out and said he knows he can't do that. It's like, oh, boy, you put that out there. And then last year where the defense was patently mostly bad, and it was a first-time coordinator. So, yeah, you look at it at the end of the year, and it's like they need a new coordinator. Gone. He's out. And so for the hitting coach, Pat Burrell, if you go through a whole year where even your good hitters who come in with pedigree, if they don't hit well and the guys who used to hit well, they aren't playing up to their caliber, you might get to the end of the year and say, yeah, we need to have a new voice in there.
Yes.
So for me, right now with the manager and the hitting coach, we're barely halfway through the year and you have a winning record. So it's not time, in my opinion, to look at those things and start talking about changes.
I think Bob Melvin is largely pushing a lot of the right buttons, and then this is an execution thing. As far as Pat Burrell, all of us fans, we don't even know what the hell's going on behind the scenes as far as how Pat Burrell is working with the players. These are major league hitters. They're making a ton of money, and I'm seeing a lot of them make the same mistakes over and over again. With that said, we'd love to take your calls all the time, 888-957-9570. Plus, I jotted down my top five life experiences right now that I would compare to watching the Giants, which I'm so frustrated, I can't even stand it
okay.
anymore. Like, life experiences.
I'm excited for this.
That also feel exactly like watching a Giants game right now. So we got that coming up next, and free agency is 33 minutes away. So don't you freaking go anywhere, all right? We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. This is Willard and...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dibs.
Walker, oh my goodness. A balk for another run.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yo, Dave Fleming is my guy forever. Forever, that Dave Fleming is my guy.
Why? I mean, it's obvious.
No,
we love
not
him.
Because, yeah, but that's because he's a great broadcaster. That's not it. That call right there, that's what I'm talking about. There's two things that you need to be when you work for a team as a broadcaster. One is just the standard. Like, I'm a good broadcaster.
Right.
Oh, okay, Dave, you got that.
Yep.
But number two, dude, you speak for the fan. And you can hear in that man's voice the difference between, oh, that didn't go well for your team, versus, what in God's name are y'all doing out there?
Can we get that again? Because I want to fully get the context of exactly what you're saying. And you're right, but in the Dave Fleming way.
Walker, oh my goodness. A balk for another run.
Oh my goodness. A balk for another run.
Yeah.
Dave needed to go for a walk after that.
What the balk is going
okay,
on here?
Exactly. Brett Wisely gets picked off third. Dave Fleming said on Saturday?
Yep.
Saturday,
yep.
Right? Dave goes, that can't happen. That's going to be a no from us, dog.
Right.
What are you doing?
In where a one-run game,
where,
right?
Are you going?
If you're up 9-2, then it becomes, kangaroo court, couple of towel snaps, and you do 10 push-ups, and it's all fine.
Getting picked off third. I don't actually care what the situation is. No. Where are you going? What is it you're... There's one thing.
Getting a secondary lead.
You get... If you get caught stealing, that is a mistake of aggression. You can take that, a mistake of aggression. When you get picked off third, you're just flat being stupid. Where are you going? What is it you're attempting to make happen? Hey, Brett, you going to steal home? Is that what we're doing here? You're gonna throw a fastball and you're just like, I'm gonna fake him out. I'm gonna steal. Like, what are you doing?
He's gonna coax a throw and maybe the catcher throws it into left field.
Where are you going, dog? Get your butt on the base. Can't happen. Dave Fleming forever. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
DFF. Dave Fleming forever.
No,
you're right though about Flem, and the Giants all have great broadcasters who do that because you don't want to rip your employer and rip your team, but you also do need to speak to the fans. Yes. And that call right there is a great one. A balk for another run. Okay. I mean, well, and I don't really understand. And I think Evan did a great job of talking about how Walker goes about pitching with like the crossbody thing. And so I guess when he steps forward to plant his foot, it's even more important because he turns his whole body and then he steps and he throws all the way across. But the last two outings, the last two balks, I don't know if he, something's going on.
I don't know. You know, they were guessing.
It looks like he has the yips.
Right. They were guessing on the broadcast, right? It had been raining yesterday. So like, was the footing bad on the mound? Did a spike clip? I don't know.
Yep.
But what Dave said about Wisely is kind of what I feel about this. Like, that can't happen. It can't happen. You do this when the runner at third. I mean, what's happening right now?
Well, and you're down 1-0, and you are absolutely like a thirsty person in the desert.
Correct.
You are dying for a drink of water. You are just dying for a run, and you actually have somebody at third base, which I'm told is 90 feet away from scoring what they call a run.
Right.
And you get picked off.
Right.
That's the thing.
So here's what led me down this road to actually pull out a pen and jot down life experiences, negative ones.
I'm into this.
That feel like watching a Giants game. Let me just bring you into the room yesterday.
Okay.
So I had somewhere to be at like, because when did this game start yesterday? What time did that
11,
game start?
11, 10.
11 o'clock,
yeah.
Right? So I had somewhere to be at whatever. I think I was taking my daughter to go buy some shoes or something. And I had told her a certain time.
Like one or whatever?
Yeah, whatever okay. It was. This is late in the game. It was after all of the ridiculousness. It was after Walker comes in, and now suddenly you were up 2-1, and now you're down 5-2. And as soon as you go down 5-2, I know you Giants fans. I'm one of you. I'm like, well, that's the end of that. And then what happens?
We got base runners.
Here comes another White Sox pitcher to miss the strike zone 47 times in a row and put ducks on the pond.
Yep.
And as soon as they loaded the bases and Ramos is due up, here comes the White Sox skipper to change pitchers.
Will Venable, put some respect on his name.
What up, Will? Dad was a former Giant.
Sander fell high.
Absolutely. So Will Venable comes out to make a pitching change. I look at that as that's my moment. I got to jump in the shower and rinse off. I still hadn't rinsed from all of the exercise and dog parking that happened earlier in the day. I needed to rinse, Dibs. So I jumped in to the shower, and like a normal guy, don't take too long in there.
Nah.
Hey, a little, you know, soap here, soap there, a little shampoo in the hair. Let's move. Bang. Towel around the waist, get my butt back to my bedroom where the TV is on. And it's a commercial.
Oh, no.
And I know the timing of a baseball game, right? We've watched a million of these. And I'm like, ain't no way that pitcher's still warming up.
No.
That's not good that we're already at commercial. The bases were loaded with one out.
And so, especially with the three batter minimum, like it couldn't have been
right.
Grand slam, home run, no. And now we're going to take him out.
No,
like there wasn't time for that.
The thought went through my head right away. I'm like, did that young man ground into a double play? So I went to my guy. You know who my guy is. I called upstairs. Hey, Jude, what the hell did Ramos do? Dad, he grounded into a double play. Honey, get your clothes on. We're going to the mall. I don't want to watch this anymore. I don't want to watch this anymore. You guys build up so much excitement and then don't deliver so often that my mind started flooding with all the things that happen in life that mimic that experience.
Okay, I had different guesses. So your parallels are excitement built and then a lack of delivery.
We're going to do something good.
Right.
We're going to do something good. We're not going to do something good. We're going to get walked three times in a row with nobody out, and then we're going to find a way to not score any runs.
Yeah, hit by pitch, single, Bailey strikes out, and then a walk to Wisely, and they're loaded. They go to a new pitcher, you go in the shower.
That's right. And Elliot Ramos is coming up, reigning all-star and best all-around hitter on the San Francisco Giants.
Yep.
And he's been spraying line drives all over the field all day. Okay. A little bit of optimism there.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I think something's about to happen here.
6-4-3. Yep.
You got any guesses?
Well,
I wrote down five life experiences. Some of them are general. Some of them are specific.
I was thinking more about general disappointment, so I'll just give you my guesses. I don't think that they're going to be on there. One of them was going to the DMV, where you know you're going to the DMV, and you know you're looking at between 12 minutes and 4.5 hours, and you stare at that board, and your number is D17, and they're calling the G and the B and the L and the P, and they finally call your letter, and it's like, oh my God, I'm still 8 away in my category, the DMV. And the other one I thought was just getting a parking ticket, where you go somewhere, you park, and you feed the meter, the meter's broken, and you're just going to be a couple minutes, and you come back. And actually what happened to me about a month ago is I was sitting in my car, and I didn't know this, but in Oakland they have buses now with cameras. And so I was not parked. I was just chilling in the bus lane, and the bus comes by and takes a picture of my car, and I get a ticket in the mail.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, AI. I don't like that at all.
I got an AI ticket.
AI. Good Lord.
But anyway, those are not the answers on your list, but those are the first things I thought of.
The DMV thing, I'm sort of expecting that to be a screwdriver in the ear upon arrival. So this is more like the, hey, this is going to be great.
Sure.
And then, no, this isn't great. And I try to, I try to build these as they go.
Okay.
Let's start with a small one. You know the experience when you go get burgers at In-N-Out?
Oh, yeah.
And they jump, they give you that number. You're number 74. Okay. And then you go sit down, and you'll hear them start calling out numbers, but those suckers will jump all over the place. And the In-N-Out I go to, oddly, does not have a drive-thru. So some people will be like, you know, it's jumping around because some people are ordering inside, and some people are ordering outside.
Right.
Not the one I go to. There's no drive-thru. So we're all in the same bucket together. And they'll give you number 74, and then they'll go, okay, number 56, number 56, your order is ready. And you figure there'll be some sort of, math to this.
Right.
Right? And then 3 minutes later, they'll be like, number 71, number 71, number 71, your order's ready. You're like, all right, baby, we're getting close. Those burgers are going to be ready. And then they go, number 59, number 59. And you're like, oh.
What are we doing?
All right, right. I thought
it's a little like the DMV.
Right. It's a little like the DMV. Yeah. That's just a little teeny tiptoe into the experience of watching the Giants. The second one you'll like even better. This one's where I get specific. My bet on the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Yep. Tyrese Halliburton, you all won game 6 going away. And then Burton, you came out on one in game 7. And Ephraim and I are on the air. And we've got, there's a handful of cash on the line here.
And you've got 5-1 odds. And you're on the underdog. And they're in game 7. And your guy is on one.
On
and you've got a real chance to do this.
Right. And then his leg exploded.
Yep.
That's what it feels like when the Giants put runners on base. Hey, hey, hey!
When Verlander left for the lead, and then the bullpen, in this analogy, the bullpen would be Tyrese Halliburton's Achilles.
The third one I wrote down is when your flight gets canceled. Now, I actually got this text earlier today. Apparently, I'm supposed to be flying somewhere today. I don't know
today?
Where.
Today?
Yeah, Alaska Airlines texted me this morning at about 8 o'clock and said, your flight has been canceled. We are actively working to find you a new flight.
What is going on here?
Totally.
But if you'd like to now not travel at all, you're entitled to a refund. Now, the thing is, because all of you will be like, oh, well, it's just spam. There's nothing for me to click on. It's just information. Like, yep, your flight's been canceled. It had a flight number, but it didn't ask me, like, oh, click here, dummy.
Right.
Click here,
yeah,
and you can fix your flight. And the next thing you know, it sends all of your bank account information, you know,
overseas,
across the world.
Sure.
No, it's just, hey, your flight's been canceled. And then like an hour later, I get a follow-up text. Ha, you may have mistakenly been given a text that canceled your flight. It was a mistake. Don't worry, your flight later today will leave as planned.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to work with Dan Dibley today. I don't know where y'all think I'm flying. So, but anyway, I say that just to bring us back to when your flight is canceled. And the best example I can think of, you know this, was it 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, Christmas?
Yep.
Okay, remember the Southwest debacle? Like, we did gifts at home and then drove to the Oakland airport and got ready to fly down to my sister's house so that we could be with my whole family and all of our favorite people and have a wonderful dinner and open more gifts and be very festive and all of those things. And Dibs, we never left the Oakland airport.
Right.
Hours and hours and hours on end, we never left the Oakland airport. In the end, we turned around, we drove home, we got up at 5 in the morning the next day and drove to my family's house in Southern California. That is a little bit like watching a Giants game right now.
I mean, base is loaded and you've got Elliot Ramos at the plate. Yeah. And, you know, you made the mistake. Well, it turned out to not be a mistake, but you jumped in the shower and it was a pretty good at bat. And then it's, you know, 6-4-3, two, a double play. And, you know, and that's just the way that goes. And it's, adios pelota and two, a double play.
Two.
John Miller.
Yeah, love him.
650 says, next time, Willard, you got to stay stinky. That's your fault Ramos grounded into a double play.
Ever since you went to the previous Verlander start and you guaranteed a win on a Tuesday City Connect.
I did.
Like, I'm bringing the family. Oh, we going to get a win tonight.
Get a win.
And they've won, thank you, Grandy, they've won once subsequently.
Yeah, they won once.
Yeah.
And that was only when I left town.
Right.
I was in Brooks, California when that happened.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
I'm loving this list, though. Like,
okay, I got two more.
Okay.
Number four, and this is maybe inspired by recent events.
Okay.
When the dealer has a six.
Oh, boy.
And then flips over a face card. Y'all play blackjack, right? Dealer's got a six showing. You've got a 20. I got a king and a queen.
Yep.
I'm going to slide that thing right under my
couple.
Nickel.
Yep.
And I'm like, woo, we're gonna win this one.
Well, and your odds to win at that point would probably be about 88 to 90%.
What about when the dealer then flips over a face card to go with their six?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, they got 16. They have to hit.
And they have to hit. And
you're sitting on the royal couple. You got the royal couple.
There's only two cards in the whole deck that can do anything to you, and one of them is only tie you. A four ties you, a five beats you, anything else, you win.
Yep.
So that moment, that thing that goes through your body, when you know you have a 20, and the dealer's got a six, and the dealer then flips over a king to go with the six, and reaches for the next card.
Yep.
That you almost want to stand up in the chair. Like, I'm about to.
We're going to be championship.
This is a dub, but yeah.
Yep.
We're going to win. Five.
Oh, Schmidt.
Thank you, sir, for trying. I'll take that coin right here
and
put it in front of me.
The only thing that makes that worse is when the dealer does the faux disappointment for you. Like, it's like, you know what, Irv or Jenny? Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
That's Irv.
A rough one.
I didn't want to, profile any individual. Irv is a nice, safe, fair play. But
I like Irv. He's got like a handlebar mustache. He grew up in El Dorado.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
64 years old.
He's told you all about how it used to be.
Exactly. Multiple tattoos. And you know what, Irv? Yeah, you really want me to win, don't you? Shut up, Irv, with your fake sympathy. That makes it work.
What Irv wants is a tip. That's what Irv wants.
Right.
They are rooting for you because they'd like you to give them some more of your money.
Not after that, Irv.
Nope.
Pull a five on me, Irv. That ain't happening. You pull a five. That's actually that might be my favorite one yet.
It's the best one. The last one is really just for effect. Watching a Giants game right now is just like foreplay without closing the deal.
Well,
that's what it is.
And I offered my version during the break. I know.
I've got a racier version too, but it's summer and there might be kids in the car. But that's what watching the Giants offense feels like right now. Those are my life experiences that feel to me the same as sitting down with a drink and some food with your feet up after a long, hard day to watch the Giants hit the baseball. It would be better, quite frankly, if they just sucked. But they don't just suck. They worse than suck. They put people all over the bases and then find new ways to not bring them in every single freaking night.
Yeah. Tantalize and tease. And that last one really brings it home because in that analogy, you can't score and neither can they. And that's really what this is.
Right.
And it's one thing, like I was talking earlier, if Wisely gets picked off in a game where you're up 9-4, it's like, okay, that stupid Wisely, whatever. But you're down 1-0 and you're actually 90 feet away from scoring an actual run and you get picked off. That to me becomes even more frustrating where this team is having such a hard time scoring runs. And the only way they score runs, it seems, is when they pull out the old safety squeeze. And, you know, yesterday, you're up 2-1. Verlander's finally going to get off the schneid. And he pitched well enough.
Fine.
I mean, whatever. He gave up a lot of loud long outs.
Should have just set the outfielders on the warning track and had them wait there.
Didn't matter. The outs are outs, and outs are outs. And he got them. And he left with the lead. Like, okay, Giants, this is not pretty, but go ahead and win the series against a bad team and do it 2-1. And then, you know, you got Bakker come in and all the rest of it, and the whole thing comes apart.
I can't believe they went 1-5 last week. That's a joke.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You went 1-5 against two baseball teams. I watched all six games, and I've still never heard of any of the players on either of the other teams. I've never heard of any of them. Any of them. You went 1-5 against those two teams.
Winning pitchers in order for the opponents.
You could say anything you want right now, and I'd believe you. Go ahead.
Gibson.
Sure.
Foucher. Simpson,
Foucher, that's
Hauser,
the vaccine
Gilbert.
Guy? What was, sorry, go ahead.
Doctor Foucher.
Sorry.
Gibson, Foucher, Simpson, Hauser, Gilbert. Those are the five pitchers who got the wins against your beloved Higantes. Exactly.
I mean, I'm a Giants fan.
Well, it's getting harder and harder, Dibs.
Go Dodgers.
Well, and, I mean, what are they up by 7.5 now? Giants, I mean, down to third?
It doesn't even matter. It's never really mattered where the Dodgers are. It's not about catching the Dodgers. It's about playing good baseball and getting your butt into the tournament. Get into the tournament.
Yep.
That's all you need to do. Stop worrying about the Los Angeles Dodgers. You worry about them in a week and a half when they're here and you try to beat them. That's it. Other than that, I do not care what the Dodgers are doing. Just play good baseball and stop doing, quite frankly, sophomoric things out there on the baseball field constantly. Constantly. Every time you say picked off third, my shoulders go up through my ears. Picked off third?
Right.
That phrase shouldn't even exist. It shouldn't even exist. It makes no sense. Truly, baseball right. People, tell me where someone is going off of third base and what they're trying to achieve with nobody out and Rafael Devers at the plate. What is it you're even attempting to achieve by leaving down the third base line?
You're not going anywhere. And the other one that probably gets you is the phrase out at home. Because during this stretch, you've had a couple runners thrown at home. You had a guy picked off first and a guy picked off third. These are all the little things that you're supposed to be really good at because you're a team that relies on the one-run win.
650 on the text line just wrote, "Shut up, Irv. I know where the best buffet is, and I don't need to know where you think the best steak and eggs are."
Totally.
There you go.
Irv. Do me a favor. When you get 16, pull a 6. Oh, 22. Congrats.
All right. Look,
Irv.
Free agency is 5 minutes away, but I also do want to, can we play with this a little bit? Are y'all blaming Melvin and Burl, or are you blaming the players? I am all my chips are into the middle of the table on the players. I don't have any of us even like, how do we even know what the hell Pat Burl does with these players?
Right.
And I happen to know that they're working with these guys on some things. They have to go do them. You have to go do it. But I wonder, because everybody I hear all day long, Melvin this, Burl that, gotta fire. That's where everybody's head's at. Are you putting this on Melvin and Burl? We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Ceremony Ford. Free agency is here. Let's talk that out and more with the Giants on Willard and Dibs. You got to stay stinky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.